Now we've got Jim in Mississippi on the line with a question about siding. How can we help you today?
My wife and I, looking at retiring here before long, and we purchased a house that we're going to be living in, and we're remodeling it. And it's an older home. It was built in 1946. And we've been doing some work remodeling on the inside. But on the outside of the house, it's had vinyl siding put on it in the last several years. And I had a contractor out doing some work for me, and I had him to take a look at what was under the vinyl siding, and he told me that it was lap board. He said it looked like to him it was 6-inch lap board. And I didn't know if the lap board, if it had asbestos in it or not.
Well, I think he's talking about clapboard, which is like a horizontal 6-inch siding, and typically that's made of wood or a composite. It's not usually that style made of asbestos. In a house that was built in that era, if it did have asbestos, it would most likely be an asbestos tile. That's called a cement asbestos tile because the asbestos is inside of a cement binder. So if it's not a tile, then it's not likely to be asbestos.
Actually, what he said, he mentioned lap board. What he said, and I was thinking maybe. I know that they used to make a Masonite.
But, I mean, you said that would have been the original siding, so that would have been since like the late 40s?
Yeah, the house was built in 46.
That wouldn't be the masonry hardwood siding, not that age.
Okay. So you don't think there's any concern as far as
Well, not unless I know more. But certainly, I would want to find out what that is. He ought to be able to tell you if it's a composite material or not.
Okay. Well, I was just concerned about, like I said, he was just doing a little work for me, and I asked him just to take a look, and he told me, he said he didn't think I needed to be concerned about it.
I mean, you can scrape the surface and see if it's wood or not, or if it's hardboard or what, you know. I mean, it's pretty easy to tell.
He scraped the surface of it, and it just sort of peeled off.
Well, that might be the paint he took off, too, but it's not likely based on what you're telling me, okay? You can test it to be sure, but it's not likely. Good luck with that project. Thanks again for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.